In Franklin County, the public schools are bound by a court desegregation order. It's what keeps the schools among the most racially balanced in the state at a time when many districts are resegregating. The orders date back to the 60s, when federal judges across the South began stepping in to force integration. In a two-part series, Rima Crace gives a historical look at school desegregation efforts in Franklin County, northeast of Raleigh.
It was 1967, Christmas Eve, and Christine Coppedge and her teenage son were sitting on the living room floor wrapping gifts.
So while we were sitting there, I heard a big pop. So my son said, "What in the world was that?" I said, "I don't know."
Then another pop.
My son said, "Well, it sounded mighty close." I said, "Well, it's probably some of the white kids shooting fireworks."
Just to be sure, Coppedge got up and checked on her husband. He was sleeping in the room next door. As she made her way back to the living room, a third pop. This time, she smelled gunpowder.
"Hit the floor," I said, "they're shooting in the house."
One of the bullets shot through the walls and into her husband's room, barely missed him. Later, her son Harold opened the front door and shouted the word "coward" as loud as he could. They all knew what this was about.
"They were saying that we wanted to be white. And I said, I don't want to be white. I want to be just who I am, who God made me to be. I just want my son to have an equal opportunity to have the same education as anybody else have. That's all I want."
Harold was one of only two black kids at an all-white school in Franklin County. This was more than a decade after the Brown versus Board decision, and schools were slow to desegregate. Like many other southern school districts, Franklin instead had a plan called Freedom of Choice. In theory, it meant kids could request seats at whatever school they want. And that's what the Coppedge family did. And that's when the harassment began.
"They killed the dog, they killed the cat, they put oil in the well, they put sugar in the tractor that we had to farm with."
Even the white neighbors, who were very nice, stopped talking to them in public. So the Coppedge family sued. Like so many other families across the South, they were backed by the NAACP. In this case, the U.S. Justice Department eventually stepped in. The Coppedge family called for an end to segregated schools.
"It was a way of life. I'm not saying it was good or bad, but it was a way of life, and it's the way all of us grew up. It's what we all grew up in."
Charles Davis is a retired attorney who represented the other side, the Franklin County School Board. He says change is hard. He wanted to take things slowly.
"And what they wanted was to come in and, like flipping a light switch, flip it on, it's integration. And the people in the county, white and black, had a lot of reservations about it."
Black families had their names printed in a local newspaper if they signed up to send their kids to a white school. That pressured many students out of it, but not Pat Gill. She remembers a conversation with her dad.
"Well, we were around the dinner table, and he said, 'You're going to Lewisburg High School, and you are going to help to change our country.'"
She was 16.
"Around that table that day, I cried." I said, "Oh, I'm going to do something great."
It was lonely. She was one of only a handful of black students that year. She remembers kids jumping away from her, making gorilla sounds, throwing her books into bathroom stalls, laughing, taunting, ignoring.
"What happens when you just get tired of this crap?"
This is what happens. One morning, she and five other black kids decided they'd switch things up. They'd each take a different seat on the bus instead of sitting together. Usually the white kids refused to sit next to them, so this was kind of a big deal.
"When you are angry and you want to do something to make a difference, to say, 'No, I'm not a monkey and I've got a brain and I, you know, and I don't smell and I don't want to touch you either.'" You know what I'm saying?
This was Gill's senior year. She graduated in 1968. That summer, a federal judge ordered total desegregation. There was an editorial in the paper shortly after. It was titled, "A State of Shock."
There was definitely white flight, definitely. There were many students from probably the wealthiest families that could afford to go to private schools in Raleigh.
Cade Carter was a white student who did not leave the public schools. She's a self-proclaimed country bumpkin who worked in the farm. She says desegregation turned a lot of things upside down, but that she didn't mind sharing a school with black students. She also remembers her principal.
"My opinion of Mr. Regan is very different now as an adult. When I was a student, I thought he was stupid. I did. He bent over backwards to not discipline black students?
I don't know that I was partial to one race or the other.
On this day, Principal Thomas Reagan is walking through the hallways of Lewisburg High School. He was principal here for 18 years.
I cannot tell you how many steps I made up and down these halls.
When Reagan first signed on to become the principal, he had 500 students. After desegregation, 1,200. Reagan points to the boys' bathroom.
This bathroom, when the black students and the white students went in, there was sometimes some clashes, and somebody would holler at me, "Mr. Reagan, there's a fight in the bathroom," and I'd take off running. And
he'd pull the students into his office.
I says, "And I'm not going to suspend you now." I said, "But I'm giving you another chance." And it worked on so many times. Of course, you have some that it didn't work for. But
this was almost 50 years ago. This imperfect but triumphant moment is what the Coppedge family had been fighting for, what they thought of when they endured the shootings and the harassing phone calls. But as Christine Coppedge says, this was only the beginning.
Things has not changed that much. I mean, some has changed, but got a long ways to go.
Today, Franklin schools are still under court-ordered desegregation until everything, from the staff to the quality of education, is equal. But it has made a lot of progress. It's one of the most racially balanced districts in the state, against a backdrop of increasingly segregated schools. Tomorrow, we'll take a closer look at Franklin County and some of the challenges they face today. Rima Crace, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.